This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, recognizing your pet's pain and what to do about it. And one pet store expands with a community fashion show. That's what's on our show this week, so let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hey, Monica, I just wanted to ask you, we have a big month coming up, National Pain Awareness Month. Can you tell us, that's in September, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with National Pain Awareness Month?
Yes. As our pets start to age, a lot of times you'll have arthritic issues where you start to get some signs that, you know, they are starting to have some uncomfortableness or pain. So I just wanted to share a couple of the tips and a couple of the signs that your pet may exhibit to let you know that they may be having some arthritic issues, and also a couple of things you can do to help with that. To start, pain can present itself in different ways. And in different forms, they'll show different signs. Some more common ones that you see more frequently, besides the, you know, obvious lifting of a leg or, you know, limping or struggling to get up and down. Maybe they're slower, especially in the hip area. Dogs that would, you know, get excited and jump up for something are taking more time. They have a hard time sometimes getting their footing on slicker surfaces like tiles. Panting is a big sign. So a lot of people can sometimes think it's anxiety when it really is pain. So watching for a slowness to them getting around, not wanting to exercise as much as they used to, kind of a slowdown of sorts in all natures. They're kind of slower getting up and down. If they have a hard time with the feet coming out, they're panting a lot. Anything like that is definitely a sign that you're getting some arthritic issues. I always tell all of our pet owners, especially when they become seniors, getting them on a supplement for arthritic issues can be huge for a pet, especially our larger breed pets. Getting them on a glucosamine supplement. Talk to your veterinarian. There are so many different supplements out there for, you know, different issues that have arthritic aspect to it. Another thing that I wanted to bring up is our feline friends. Cats are often overlooked when it comes to arthritic issues, especially when we have a heavier set feline. So, for example, you know, I have a pet sitting client I'm taking care of right now, and I mean, the sweetest couple, but they have a larger breed cat. It's a Maine Coon mix. So those are, you know, larger cats to begin with. And this one is definitely in that category. He has a couple pounds to spare, and that really takes a toll on them arthritically. And this guy is at a great age with no other issues of 16. So 16-year-old cat, I mean, phenomenal condition. However, you know, they said he's kind of slowed down. It's probably just because he's getting old. But when I watch him walk and get up and down, just because I see it all the time and I could identify it quickly, I knew immediately the cat was having arthritic issues. You could see it in the knees were buckling a little bit. The hips, he was quick to get up in the front end, but the back end was very slow to follow. And a lot of times we don't think of supplements for our cats, things of that nature, because let's face it, giving a cat a pill or something is not something anybody wants to have to do. However, I have seen really, really good success with just dietary change. And for example, Science Diet Hills, their prescription side, they make a food for cats called JD, which is a joint diet. And they also have a JD version that is, it goes side and side with urinary issues, which is another common thing for our feline friends. So if you have a cat that maybe gets stone or urinary tract infections and they're on a urinary diet, they actually have an arthritic version that is the urinary with the arthritis supplements mixed together. So you have some options there. So it is available in different forms, but we have had some really good success with our feline patients going on that diet. Then they're not having to give a supplement. For our feline friends, they do have some soft chews and some kind of Vaseline-y type paste that you can give for arthritic issues, but it's hard to struggle with a cat to get them to take things. Some of them like them, some do not. Some will eat them like treats, and if they do, great. But if not, just know there is a food option out there. And anytime you can start them the supplemental route and kind of try to get it under control and stop the wear from getting worse, that prolongs the amount of time that they have before they have to go on something a little stronger, as in a, you know, narcotic pain medication, which, you know, as they get older, if they have arthritic issues, a lot of our pets do have to go on. But you worry about side effects such as a kidney, you know, liver, things of that nature. And the longest support you can get from supplements before you have to go that route, the better. So definitely talk to your veterinarian, especially, you know, 6 and up. You should be looking into giving them on something, whether they're showing signs or not, to take care of some of the, you know, deterioration that naturally occurs as our pets age.
Well, thank you, because it's so important. And I'm glad that you brought information in for our feline friends, too, because we do have a lot of feline listeners. And this is really important. And having had a cat, she lived till almost 16 years old. On this prescription diet, she did have the crystals and she did have the arthritis. So I'm And I didn't want to pill her because as old as she was feisty. But so, yeah, that's great information. So I thank you very much. And as always, you bring us great information. And you might want to talk to your vet because, as I said, September's National Pain Awareness Month, and you want to make sure that we keep our dogs and cats very comfy. So thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Up next, a popular pet magazine publisher shares cover stories of the latest issue. Stay tuned.
I love cleaning the litter box, said no one ever. Luckily, there's World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that promises less mess with less litter. Only World's Best Cat Litter uses the concentrated power of corn to quickly trap odors in tight clumps. And quick clumping means you never have to chisel or scrape the box. Less cleanup with less wasted litter? That's a litter bit amazing. Save $2 on World's Best Cat Litter. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D DOGGY. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show, and I am here with Candace Botha, founder and publisher of Suncoast Pet Magazine. Hey, Candace, how are you?
I'm good, Sue. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you that another issue of Suncoast Pet Magazine came out, and the cover is absolutely beautiful. People have talked to me about it. They talked about this beautiful, beautiful bird on the cover. Can you tell us the story behind the cover and about Doc?
Yes, absolutely. What's interesting is I ran a cover contest on Facebook. I didn't receive as many entries as I would have liked to, but Doc was one of the first birds entered. And Doc has been actually a greeter at Bay Shore Animal Hospital since he was just 8 weeks old.
Wow.
And he is now 25 years old. So that's a very, very long time. Bay Shore Animal Hospital in Bradenton has been a staple in our community for many, many years. Dr. Mosler is head of that animal hospital. And Doc is, like I said, 25 years old. He is a hyacinth macaw. His species is one of the largest species of parrots in the world. And that's all included in the article. That's in our July-August issue. And he's been taken care of by Pamela Danucci, who's the practice manager there. It's an interesting story. Dr. Mosler, years and years ago, had taken care of another bird and actually saved the bird's life. So Doc was a gift to Dr. Mosler. And I think it was before he was even, just as he was hatched, because Pam still has his shell, when he was hatched. So he's basically grown up. He goes back and forth most days to Bayshore Animal Hospital, and he's got a perch behind the counter. And he was a beautiful bird that we decided that he was, by vote, he was selected to be the winner for the contest.
That's so great. And it also, when he, because he's kind of like a little local celebrity in the area, when he turned 25, that was a few years ago, they had a big party.
They did have a big party. It was funny because when I posted the cover on Facebook, people were saying, Doc, Doc. Yeah. They recognized him. He's very well known in the community. He likes toes. So if you go into Bayshore to meet him, do not wear open-toed shoes. I had sandals on that day, and every time when we were doing the photograph, and every time he got off his perch and was walking by, I had to put my feet up because I didn't want to get chewed by this bird. But, you know, he loves to pose. He was probably one of the easiest covers that we ever shot. And David Wilson shot the cover. David's with Suncoast Pets Photography. First time they ever shot a bird, actually.
And it was beautiful. I mean, the colors, the bird's colors. And for those of you who want to go online and look at this, you can go to suncoastpet.com.
Right.
And because you have to see this cover, it will absolutely take your breath away. The colors are beautiful. The bird is definitely posing. And it's just like a beautiful cover. And the story behind him is just so special. But you know what's really strange? He's 40, I think it's 40 inches high, but he's only 3 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a very light, he looks like he'd be heavier than he is, but he's only 3 pounds. And when you look at the interior photos, you see him on Pamela's shoulder, and he's doing a little photo calisthenics thing, I think. And but he's a very light little pet.
Yep, he is. It's easy. And these birds are becoming more and more rare. There's only 5,000 hyacinth macaws now living in Brazil.
Wow.
In their natural habitat. Yeah, it's quite an interesting story. He has a little bit of a vocabulary, you know, but he is... Yeah, he's a greeter. If you go into Bayshore Animal Hospital, and they're located at 1511 Florida Boulevard in Bradenton, if you want to stop by and say hi to him, he's quite the character, Doc.
Well, he is, and he's a big part of our community, and congratulations, Doc. You did a good job. You're not only a community celebrity, but now you're a cover model.
That's right. And where do you think we took this photo for the cover?
It looks like you took it out in you've got all these ferns behind you.
You know, it's funny because I'll give you a little secret of shooting covers. We actually shot that cover in Bayshore Animal Hospital against a wall. And I just figured a fern, I always try to use some kind of flowers or plants on the cover with the pets that we feature, because it just gives a little splash of color. I know we did that with
Olive.
Miss Olive. Yes. We had some pretty flowers with her. But I stopped at Walmart, believe it or not, that morning, found a fern, $10 for this beautiful fern. This fern is huge now at home. This is one plant I have
wow.
not killed.
Is it a real fern?
It's a real fern.
Oh, wow.
I know. And so he, you know, and he had it. We moved his perch over in front of the wall. But it does give that outdoor effect.
It looks like he's out in the jungle.
All right, so I gave away the secret, folks. Yes. Now you know how we shot
See,
the cover.
Now you know how to do cover shots.
But, you know, you don't take a bird really outside.
No, that's why I was looking. I go, he was a very good bird. He went outside.
So we just didn't want to take any chances with him flying away.
Beautiful. David did a beautiful job. You did a great job. The selection was perfect, and he has a fabulous story. So you, everyone, please go to suncoastpet.com. You have to read about Doc. And as we're talking about cover stories, this is a personal favorite to me, because I know when I first moved here almost 20 years ago, there weren't a lot of pet boutiques, I'll call them, mm-hmm. around. There were, you know, different stores, but not a lot of pet boutiques. And St. Armand Circle had one called Wet Noses. Mm-hmm. And I used to have people who visited me, they would say, okay, can we go to Wet Noses? Now, I mean, St. Armand Circle is beautiful, has a lot of restaurants, and it's definitely a destination for tourists. But they'd say, I want to go to Wet Noses. I want to go to Wet Noses. And Wet Noses has established itself as one of the, you know, at the time, premier boutiques mm-hmm. in that area. And we used to go there, and they have beautiful, beautiful merchandise. And that was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They opened, I think, in 96. Now, since then, they've moved downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They're under new ownership. I knew it when it was under the first owner, and it's under the third ownership.
Yes.
And these two women have taken it. It is now a destination in downtown Sarasota that people go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they have taken it to a whole new level. I mean, it just goes to show when you have when you offer a wide selection of services and you have so much in your store that you could take it to the next level and open up your second location.
That's right. That's the big news in this issue, the July-August issue. We did a feature on Wet Noses and the second location, which is in Gulfgate in Sarasota, and it's now open. And it's an interesting story. The new owners are actually English, and they were interested. They have a very diverse backgrounds. One of them was a police officer. They're both from the United Kingdom. One of them was a police officer, and the other was a corporate career woman. And they both decided they wanted a change in their life, and have visited back and forth in Sarasota and St. Petersburg, and would come here quite often, and decided they wanted to get involved with animals, because they have animals of their own. They have, I think they have three chihuahuas right now. All of them, I think, are rescues. So they came to Sarasota. The way they told the story, they knew that Wet Noses was for sale, and this was 2 years ago in September. They knew it was for sale, and they drove past it, looked at each other, and said, this is what we want.
Wow.
And that was it. And they took over in September, just at the right time, because I know Wet Noses had been struggling. And within less than 2 years, they've increased sales by 80%.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And they offer a wide range of services.
They offer, obviously, it's a boutique, so they have some foods, and they have some unique items, not something that you find everywhere. They have collars and harnesses and leashes, and they have locally made treats and some of the other national brand treats. They feature some of the artwork from Michael and I.
He was a feature in
yes.
the Suncoast Pet.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he has beautiful, beautiful
yes.
artwork.
His beautiful artwork.
Beautiful animal artwork.
And that's included in the magazine. And they have beds, and they have strollers and toys and cat goodies as well. So it's a really eclectic little boutique right in the heart of downtown Sarasota on Main Street. And because of the fact that the store was doing so well with the increase in profits, an opportunity came up in downtown in Gulfgate to open a second location. And that was just a grooming salon. And I do want to mention, of course, that Wet Noses does offer grooming at both locations now on Main Street and also in Gulfgate. The owners' names are Audrey and Claire Cavanaugh-Ray, and they have brought, like you said, a whole new level to Wet Noses. kind of restoring it to the boutique it once was back on St. Armand Circle. So, yeah, so it's very exciting that they were able to expand and offer, because they had a lot of customers coming from Gulfgate already to the downtown boutique. And now, you know, those clients who are bringing their dogs in for grooming can just go right around the corner in Gulfgate. So let's talk about addresses. In downtown Sarasota, Wet Noses is located at 1465 Main Street. And in Gulfgate, it's located at 6526 Gateway Avenue. So very easy and convenient to get to wherever you are in Sarasota. They also offer some select pet sitting and dog walking services. Audrey and Claire do that themselves. They're not hiring out other people to do it for them. But I really would encourage people to stop by, especially Gulfgate. They have, like I said, cookies and some locally made cookies and all kinds of different toys and harnesses. And they're beautifully designed. The boutiques are welcoming. It's become a very friendly destination where people are actually welcomed and their dogs are welcomed. And they, as far as the grooming is concerned, it's not like a factory where, you know, they take lots of dogs in.
No,
you know,
it's more of a one-on-one.
Yes.
They have a whole unique, very customer clientele. It's like a different way that they interact for this, the way that they do the grooming. I found that to be very interesting.
Yes, their goal is to bring the best services to every animal and have them out most times within an hour. They strongly believe that a grooming salon is not daycare, that you shouldn't drop your pet off there in the morning and, you know, pick your pet up at the end of the day. They will actually make a phone call. They find out how far away you live, and they will make a phone call based on what the groomer estimates the amount of time left to groom the dog will be. They will call at that designated time to let you know so that you can come and pick up your dog just as your dog is finished. So your dog is not hanging around and, you know.
Not stressed.
Yes, yeah. Not stressed. They have tried to make it as comfortable for the animals as possible.
Yeah, they put a lot of thought into what they do. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that's happening with the second location, they're having a grand opening.
Yes.
It's open currently, but they're going to have a celebration.
And that's going to be held on Saturday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's at the 6526 Gateway Avenue location in Gulfgate. And it's going to be a fun event. Susan's going to be there with Miss Olive, and there's going to be a costume contest. And I know everybody in Sarasota and Bradenton, they love to dress up their animals. So come on out for this. This is going to be a fun, very small area, but it's going to be a fun event.
It'll
to be a
fun.
Part of.
And there's ribbon cutting.
There's yes.
adoptions.
Canine Castaway is going to be there with the Canine Cruiser.
Yes.
Yep. So there's going to be some raffle prizes and giveaways, free treats. Discounts in the store, and there's going to be some refreshments there too. So it's going to be a fun late morning, early afternoon event to welcome Wet Noses into Gulfgate.
I think that's great, and it's a fun way to do it, fun way to kick it off, and fun way for everybody to see what they have.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So it's exciting, and I'm really pleased that Audrey and Claire have put Wet Noses back on the map for great places to visit to get the very finest merchandise and foods for your pets. I mean, they have done their research to bring in the very best foods for animals.
They're very passionate about it.
They are very passionate about it. And they're very lovely women. I've had the opportunity to sit down and when I interviewed them and sit down and speak with them. And you can tell that, you know, dogs and cats, because I think they do some cat grooming there too, they come first. And they love what they do. In fact, they said Wet Noses has become their happy place. And think about it. These two women left their homes and families in England to create a new lives for themselves. And they have, you know, look what they've done in less than 2 years, mm-hmm. turning the store around, opening another location. They have people who will just stop by, not necessarily to buy something, but just stop by to say hello. So they've developed a very good rapport in the community, whereas I don't know if in the past Wet Noses was always considered downtown.
I don't know if it was like a go-to place. I think it's back to being a go-to place again because, I mean, I know that people who I had when they were over in St. Armand Circle, the the first group, I mean, they had these T-shirts with wet noses on it, sweatshirts. I still have people who wear them who come visit me from. This has gone back way in the late 90s. So, you know, to be a destination place for visitors when they come to the area is a big thing. And for those of you out there who want to learn more about wet noses, you can go to wetnosessarasota.com.
The thing is, right now, it is the only pet boutique in downtown Sarasota.
Yes.
There was a time there were a couple of them.
Well,
back in the day,
yeah.
There were more than,
yes.
There were two.
Yes, yes, yes.
So now it's the only place that you can really, you know, find the kind of things that you're looking for and some unique items. You know, they have bowls and, like I said, strollers. But you can find, especially if you're a visitor to Sarasota coming from another location, you can find some nice little gifties to bring home with you, too.
Well, I say everybody show up. You're going to get to meet Miss Olive because she's going to be all decked out getting ready to host her costume contest. And we will be there Saturday, August 26th. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's 6526 Gateway Avenue in Sarasota, right near Siesta Key.
That's right. Wet Noses Pet Grooming and Boutique, a grand opening celebration, and lots of people will make it awesome. So come out, enjoy some refreshments. Like I said, raffle prizes and giveaways. Canine Castaways is going to be there. Also a photographer taking pictures so you can have photos taken with your dog.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, come and wish Audrey and Claire good luck with their new store, and you'll find them very, very knowledgeable and very friendly. And I think that's what we're all looking for when we visit a pet store.
Absolutely. Make you comfortable and make you want to buy stuff.
Yep.
With your pets. Speaking of buying stuff with your pets, we have the annual Jingle Paws Jubilee coming up.
Well, thankfully, it's not nearby, but it's in December.
Yeah.
Yeah, planning is well underway. I'm very excited about this year because a lot of things have been done way in advance to line everything up. And now we're just basically trying to line up our sponsors and our vendors. We already have rescue groups participating. We do have some sponsors lined up. But this is a big event. This is going to be, as far as I know, the only large pet event in Sarasota this year.
Yeah.
So I would encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be on a Sunday this year, and we have a new location again. I'm trying to find a permanent location, and I'm hoping that our new location is going to be it. We're going to be at Philippia State Park.
Which is beautiful.
Yes, down 5500 South Tamiami Trail in Sarasota. It's kind of between Bee Ridge and Stickney Point Road. So it's very convenient, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We are doing
this. Yeah, you have a lot. There's so much. Of course, we have the rescues as animal adoptions. And if you want to do any Christmas shopping or holiday shopping for your pets or for their pet parents, there's going to be vendors there with gifts.
Yep. We have some interesting vendors that are going to be coming, and the thing is, it is an adoption event. It's also a fundraiser for our animal groups. We always host a 50-50. Part of the vendor fees to participate, and they're very affordable. It's only $60 for a vendor to be there. Part of the vendor fees go to the animal groups. We're going to have some great raffle prizes this year. So proceeds from the sale of raffle tickets will go to the animal groups. And we always ask everybody to come. It's free to be there, but we ask everybody to bring either unopened dog or cat food in bags or cans, or treats or toys for animals. That we always distribute them at the end of the event and among the groups that are there. And in the past, we have had scores and scores of bags of food and cans and everything that have been given away. Last year in downtown Sarasota, we did not get so many. So that's why
I think that was a location was small. This one's back to a nice big location.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm hoping that everybody's going to be generous because our rescue groups depend on these donations to help care for the animals that they've pulled from high kill shelters or that have been turned in because they're ill or they're old or whatever reason it might be. But they depend on community support in the form of both money and any kind of donation. Sometimes if you go to any of their websites, they're looking for paper towels and they're looking for newspapers and blankets and whatever. I mean, think about the expenses involved in caring for your own animals and then imagine caring for 20 or 30 if in a rescue group. So this is one of the reasons why Jingle Paws was originally started. This is going to be the sixth annual year that we're doing the event. And like I said, Philippi State Park is a beautiful location. We're going to be right adjacent to Tamiami Trail, so good visibility for everybody. Yep, mm-hmm. We're going to have a sign up a week in advance to promote the event, which we've never been allowed to do at any of the locations before. So I'm expecting probably twice as many attendees, and there's going to be, of course, food there, photos with Santa Claus. Santa Claus has already agreed to come.
We know he's very busy at that time.
Yes.
Santa.
Yes, I had to call him.
I love seeing Santa.
I had to call him in July in order to make sure that he saved time for us at Jingle Paws. We're also going to have holiday music and singing. And, of course, one of the highlights of the event is always the costume contest put on by the Doggy Diva Show and Susan and Miss Olive. And we're going to just have a great time and help our local animal groups and get all our holiday shopping done in one place.
It's one-stop shop, and while you're doing it, you're paying it forward.
That's right.
So it's what better way to celebrate the holidays. For anyone who may want to not only find out where it is, but who may want to sponsor, who may want to learn more about it, could you give out the information?
Yep, it's all available online at JinglePawsJubileeSarasota.com. And it's going to be online at suncoastpet.com, too, but I have not gotten there yet. But, I mean, we have so many things lined up. All the paperwork's been submitted for the parks, and it was piles and piles of paperwork for the park. And we're going to have parking attendants, so do not worry about coming and not finding a place to park, because there's going
to
be four guys there.
It's easy to park, yeah. Yes. I think in the past there was a problem with, you know, because you're downtown.
Yep.
Now this is, like, open. It's everyone can park. And you know, hopefully people all over the country are going to be doing celebrations around the holidays with their pets. This is our biggest one that we have in the Sarasota area.
Yes.
This is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to be visiting, I know a lot of people come out in December. Please make this one of your stops. You're going to have a lot of fun, and your pets and your kids, everyone will. It's a day of family fun. So, again, that's Sunday, December 3rd from 12 to 5 at Philippi State Parks. It's the sixth annual Jingle Paws Jubilee, and if you want to learn more about it, please visit JinglePawsJubileeSarasota.com. I think that's great. Now, we need to go on to something else.
Oh,
something else that you have going on.
Yes, yes, always busy, always busy. Yeah, as many people know, Suncoast Pet has been very involved in animal rescue, trying to do my part to help the groups through events like Jingle Paws. And through the publication with the Rescue Me section in the back of the magazine, I came up with an idea, and I hope it's going to help rescue groups. I've always heard one of the advantages, obviously we want people to adopt and not shop, because we don't want to support the backyard breeder business, those that are not reputable breeders, and we certainly don't want to support puppy mills whatsoever. So we've always heard from volunteers and foster families that the best way to get to know an animal is through a foster or shelter setting rather than at, say, a pet store. The people working there don't know anything about the animal, but foster families and volunteers have spent time with these animals, and they know the essence of the animal.
Well, they live with them day in and day out. I mean, my dogs are, you know, they came from foster homes, and they told me all about them. I found out everything about my dogs through the foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your book, I think, is fabulous.
Well, I've just created two little handbooks, and they're not difficult to fill out. They're short, intentionally short. They're only 34 or 36 pages. But they're handbooks. They're called I'm Going Home Finally, a handbook of everything you need to know about your newly adopted dog or puppy, and then cat or kitten. There's two separate books for dogs and for cats. And the purpose of the book is to give the foster family or shelters a very easy to fill in handbook that they can then give to the new pet owner.
I think that's such a wonderful
and it includes
idea.
A range of information, and there's room to write additional things if there's additional things you want to include. But I talk about things. There are some lines that you can fill in. There are some check boxes, yes or no. So it's simple to go through so that a new pet parent will know, for example, what flavor cat food mm-hmm. that a cat might enjoy. You know, Something like that.
Different treats.
Yeah, different treats.
Or vegetables. They may like to
chew on
them. Yes,
I have vegetables, fruits, and human foods, and vegetables and fruit. It was a learning experience for me because I didn't realize that cats, for example, can eat certain fruits and vegetables, like blueberries, which would be fun to throw a couple little blueberries around for cats. But there's also room to include vaccination history and medical history and any special medical issues. There's room to check off if a dog or a cat is fearful of thunderstorms, so that new pet parents are aware of these things with their personality. There's room to include information about the backstory. Where did the animal come from? Where was it astray? Was it turned in because it was, it's
like an owner turn in.
An owner surrender because of the fact the owner was old and had to go to a nursing home, for example. I mean, those things would create a different level of compassion, I think, for the new pet parent knowing the back detail. And then I also included room that a foster family or a shelter could tape in or paste in a couple of photos of the early years, you know, of this animal. So I just think it's an idea. I hope it's going to be a help. That was the purpose of
it. Well, and also, since this is heard nationwide, any rescuer, any shelter, or any foster, you know, family, foster parent could use this. So this isn't strictly local to here. Your book is available on
Amazon, it's
correct?
In a couple of weeks, it's going to be available on Amazon. I'm getting a sample copy in the mail today. This week, I just want to make sure everything's in good shape. By the end of middle of August, it should be up on Amazon. Or by the end of August. The thing is, it'll be posted on suncoastpet.com. You can go to the website for the magazine and find it there. Here's the interesting thing. If you buy it on Amazon, it's going to be priced at $7.95. I kept it very affordable for people. If you buy it through, there's a email address, Suncoast Inc. Publications. That's the company that all my publications have been produced under. Suncoast Inc. publications@gmail.com. You can, as a rescue group or a volunteer, if you buy multiple copies, and it's more than one, I'm not going to say you have to buy 20 copies or anything, more than one copy, if you want to try these for your rescue group or foster families, it's going to be priced at $5.95. If you go directly through me, I can order them for you at $5.95 each, and then there'll be a shipping charge, of course, and they can be directly shipped to you from the printer.
That's great. I have to just do briefly tell my experience. I used to do greyhound rescue years ago in another state, and we did it for years and years and years and years and years. But the group I did it with out of state, we always had something similar to what you're talking about. That's why when you told me about this, I said, oh my gosh, what a great idea, because it lets you know the dog food that they like. Are they scared of thunderstorms? Have they been familiarized with different things out in the outside world? Where did they come from? How, you know, is it an owner surrender, or did you just, you know, get them from what we were getting from the track? But it tells you like a little back history instead of just adopting. And I was blessed because I knew the foster parents of my dog, so that I got to talk to them and learn about it.
But sometimes if you talk to somebody, if it's written down for you, you can refer back to it.
It was my referral. I always had it. I knew what my guy liked, and that's my first greyhound liked. I knew everything about him, and we did it for every adoption. It's just something that I think that you keep with you, and it's almost like a little keepsake, a little memento.
It's
like
a little gift you're giving the new parent. Yep. That I can't think of anything that would be more valuable than to have a reference, like you said, to know about your pets. And I even covered things like what my sleeping habits do. I like to sleep next to my human on the bed.
Yeah.
I prefer to have a bed of my own, you know, things like that. And I'm sure as I go through, and eventually we might make revisions on the book based on feedback, and I would love to have feedback on it. You know, we might be able to add more things that would be helpful. But at this point, I basically, from my experience, the information I felt would be helpful to know is what I included. But like I said, I'm open to suggestions from any people in rescue who would like to say, you really should include something like this, because I could easily do a revision on the book and get that posted as well. So,
well, for people who want to get in touch with you, for people who want to learn more about the book or learn more about Suncoast Pet Magazine, where can people go to get in touch with you?
Suncoastpet.com. The books are up there. I did those other books a while back, too, for foster families. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a keepsake book for people who foster, for both dogs and cats to write something. It's almost like a journal that you can keep of the different animals that you've fostered, mm-hmm. because we all fall in love with fosters. Some of us can move on and foster again. Some of us, like me, are failures.
I'm a foster failure.
But it's for those of us who are courageous enough yes. to try again with another animal, this book is kind of a keepsake that you can put photos in and you can put information about that animal so that you can refer back to it.
So you'll always know, you'll have your little history of fosters. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Candace, thank you. I mean, we've got a lot of information we got out there. Congratulations on another beautiful issue of Suncoast Pet Magazine. The July-August issue is up on, so you can see it at suncoastpet.com online, and you can find it in locally here in any of the stores, many mm-hmm. stores and vet's office. But I have to thank you very much, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the Wet Noses Ribbon Cutting and, of course, Jingle Paws Jubilee.
Jingle Paws
Jubilee. And we'll be on again. We'll be talking about it again before that. So.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me, Susan.
Our
and Miss Olive.
And Miss Olive, I know. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a moment.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared and she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called DinoVite.
DinoVite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a DinoVite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite .com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.